This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jesse James gone. Signs with the Detroit Lions. Jesse James over the course of, four seasons with the Steelers. It doesn't seem like that. It seems like he was just coming out of Penn State,
just
right?
Yesterday.
So he caught, let me do this math right here, 120 footballs in the course of four seasons. 8 catches, 39 catches, 43 catches, and then 30 catches. That's pretty a lot of volume there for Jesse James. I didn't anticipate that many for 1,189 yards. Jesse James catches 9 touchdowns, should have been 10 touchdowns, right? We all remember the one that should have been 10, that's for sure. Jesse James is a guy that helped in times. You heard Ray Fittipaldo talk about him, 6'7", about 260 pounds, anywhere between about 245 to 260 pounds. He's a guy that was there whenever people couldn't get healthy. He was a guy that stepped right in when Heath Miller retired, and a guy that was serviceable and dependable. Are we putting too much stock, not enough stock, into Jesse James? Is he a dime a dozen, or is he a guy that's tough to replace? I don't think he's a dime a dozen. I think that's cheapening what he is, but I don't think that they're going to have a really difficult time replacing
him. I think the key words you used there were serviceable and dependable, and that's all well and good if you're a 1B, right? If you're the 1B, whatever you want to call it, the second tight end on a team, that's great. But you need more out of a guy who you're going to pay to be like a number one tight end. And maybe in Detroit, he ends up being the number one tight end, and maybe he ends up fulfilling a little bit more there. But as long as they have Vance McDonald, we saw what McDonald is capable of. We saw the chemistry that he and Ben Roethlisberger developed over the course of the season. And if you have Vance McDonald, I don't know how much more you're going to be able to get the ball at first to Jesse James. And second of all, how much more you want to spend on the tight end position. Vance McDonald is your number one.
Jesse James's value, Jeff, I think really came into focus whenever Ladarius Green couldn't get healthy. But that being said, I think, again, you can find a Jesse James somewhere. It's not that big of a deal to the Steelers.
You know, he made some nice plays for them. I don't want to minimize that. And he's got good hands. He caught most of the stuff that went his way, but I wouldn't consider him a vertical threat. And I think you can find guys with good hands that don't move well fairly easy at the bottom end of the draft, or maybe even via some type of free agent that isn't very desirable.
Well, and I know everybody's going to hold the fumble in Denver against Grimble until he proves otherwise, and that's a fair thing to do. But Grimble is exactly those words you use. It's serviceable, and as long as he's healthy, dependable. I mean, he will be the number two tight end for this team unless a draft pick falls into their lap that they deem acceptable at some point, and they'll be too busy drafting other positions, to
Yeah,
be
I don't
quite
change
honest.
The way I draft. If there's a tight end in the third or fourth round, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't go ahead and change what I do in rounds one or two, that's
well,
for sure.
I don't even know if I go that high for a tight end. I mean, when you got two, there's so many needs of depth.
Yes.
You know, unless somebody really falls and that you love, man, I wouldn't go there.
And again, when you look at the receiving core that they have, I'd be much more concerned about getting another wide receiver in the draft. Or, again, we've talked about the prices in free agency being a bit outrageous already early on before the market even officially opens. So can you get a wide receiver to help bolster that receiving core rather than, again, you've got two tight ends. One we saw can be very good at times last year. Big target in the middle of the field for Ben Roethlisberger to check down to Vance McDonald, and Grimble's serviceable number two.
Breaking news out of Bradenton, Jeff.
What do you have?
Breaking
my
news.
Phone on.
All right. Roster moves. Do you want me to give them to you, or do you want to do them in the update?
I don't think I'm going to go through all of them.
All right. Jesus Lirizano. Is this guy?
Oh, yeah, him.
Option to Indy. Jason Martin, option to Indy. Aaron Sliggers, he's that real tall guy,
yes.
Right? Option to Indy. Cole Tucker, we knew that was going to happen. Option to Indy. Alex McRae, he's reassigned to minor league camp. And a bunch of other guys named Harry, they got sent to Pirate City. So that's that. There it is. That's your news out of Pirate City. We don't even have to talk to Colony today. He's getting a suntan. fair enough. We do talk a little Pirates coming up next before we get back into that ginormous Penguins game tonight. It feels really big for a regular season game. I mean, really big for a regular season game.
It's been fun the last few games. A couple with Columbus and Boston and now Washington. What a nice stretch this
getting
has been.
Late in the year, divisional matchup, both teams playing well. The sun is shining, spring is around the corner. Playoff hockey is coming, and this gives you a little taste of it.
Just spent a week in Bradenton. If Jesus Liranzano walked past me.
No idea.
None. No
he'll
idea.
Walk up and slap me in the face.
None. I do like Cole Tucker, though. I think he's going to be very, very good.
And you guys saw him. I haven't yet. I guess he's gained some weight.
Yes, he has.
I think he's starting to fill out a little bit.
Dare I say, he may be the best of the three. If I had to bet on Newman, Kramer, or Tucker, I would bet on Tucker.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, when he had a home run, Joe Block went a little nuts for it. So I guess he's been doing all right.
The normally subdued Joe Block
yes.
for home run calls, right? We love Joe Block. I think we're going to have him again this year.
Yeah.
We saw Joe the other
Fridays,
night.
Fridays, I think.
Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.